It's Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in our island skies and in the universe around our tiny planet. We turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hello, Dave. Venus and Jupiter will be setting in the western sky shortly after sunset, but Saturn will be with us for a while longer, and we'll be able to see it throughout the night until it sets at 1:20 a.m.
In astronomy news, the NASA spacecraft making the historic flyby of Pluto, and there's some behind the scenes to that that actually reveals how the Mauna Kea summit was a big part of it.
That's absolutely right. As you just said, the world has been following the New Horizons spacecraft and its epic journey to the tiny planet Pluto. Most people are unaware that behind the scenes, this mission probably wouldn't have been possible without the observatories atop our own Mauna Kea. There's no launch facility on Mauna Kea, nothing to track spacecraft, but the telescopes there provide valuable navigational and positional data for mission planners and spacecraft operations.
Who was involved?
Well, at least four observatories were directly involved.
Wow.
The Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope, Subaru, Keck, and the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope. They all contributed to make this historic mission possible.
You have a rundown on exactly who did what?
Subaru collected data to be used in the creation of a navigational map for New Horizons. James Clerk Maxwell, Keck, Canada-France-Hawaii all conducted science observations to augment the data collected from New Horizons. This team effort of ground-based telescopes and spacecraft has helped make this amazing mission possible, and it has revealed the nature of our most beloved little member of the solar family.
And it is little, too. Is it really smaller than our moon?
It truly is.
That is weird that it gets called a planet when we have so many other planets which have a whole bunch of moons that must be gigantic compared to that thing.
Don't forget, it's a dwarf planet.
And real quick, recently, discovery last week relating to a planet in the Goldilocks zone that Kepler had made, assisted by the Keck. And I know that you're a big Goldilocks zone fan. Any response from you?
Well, this is amazing. Yet again, we've discovered another potential Earth out there in the universe. It's very, very far away. It's about 500 light years away, so we couldn't really travel there. But nonetheless, it's one step closer to finding that place that might just be like home.
And Goldilocks?
So Goldilocks refers to the habitable zone. That's the place where it's not too cold and it's not too hot. The temperature is just right.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.